Well, I would say my biggest fear
is probably heights.
Ooh. I gotta say snakes or spiders.
I don't fear anything.
Fear itself.
Heights.
Ending up on the side of a street and only eating McDonald's.
Deep water where I like can't see the bottom and it's just like totally black.
Bees. That's definitely a phobia of mine.
Not recovering fully from an injury.
Spiders.
I don't want to be eaten by a crocodile and hidden things in the deep.
Spiders are really up there. I do not like those.
Probably being left alone.
Not succeeding to what I want after college.
Regretting things in life, so regretting not taking a trip or regretting spending too much time grading papers when I could be doing something more fun, because everything always gets done. So just regretting is a huge fear of mine, because when I get old, I want to be like, my life was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to regret anything.
My biggest fear would have to be probably not being able to play soccer again, or like not having to do any sport.
Probably drowning or burning to death.
Being a failure.
Failure?
Failure.
My biggest fear would probably be being kidnapped. Like, I love scary movies because you've got monsters or animated ghosts and stuff like that. And I can rest easy at night because I know it's not real. But being kidnapped is scary real. Or having someone you care about being taken away from you and you have zero control of what happens next. But what you can control is how you overcome your own fears and turn that fear into something positive. Welcome back to the Inspiration Station. I'm your conductor, Reagan Hune. On this episode, I'm talking about fear. All over the world, there are hundreds of phobias. We've got the common ones like arachnophobia, the fear of spiders, acrophobia, fear of heights, claustrophobia, fear of small spaces. And then we dive into the less common ones like omphalophobia, the fear of belly buttons, and didiscalinophobia, the fear of school. I think I might actually have that one. So that's a really bad example. But anyway, my point is that everyone is afraid of something. It's natural. I'd be lying to you if I said you should never have fear, ever. But what you gotta understand is that you can use that scared energy and turn it into something productive. Easier said than done. Don't worry. Our next destination is going to be to a list of ways to eliminate that little voice in the back of your head called doubt. The fear I'm going to be talking about are the nerves you feel before a big game or before a big test in school, rather than the whole spider thing. Step one, stop fearing failure. I used to be that person that would always worry, if I make a turnover, or if I miss this shot, I'm never going to play. Or, I'm scared I'm going to fail this Algebra 2 test Friday. And to be honest with you, I still do that every now and then. It's a nasty habit to break. But if the only thing that's on your mind is don't mess up, don't mess up, don't mess up, you're going to mess up. You'll be way too uptight, not relaxed, and focusing on all the wrong things. You have to be confident in everything you do when it comes to making a decision. Like a good friend told me, do something you know you're good at. You know your abilities. You know you're good. Just show them. Show them that you're not afraid to fail. Now, I could give you the other steps to having no fear in your sport, but you guys hear me all the time. I got a different perspective from a guy who's been through struggle, found his way through God, and eliminated fear in himself. He trains little tykes with basketball dreams all the way up to training professional basketball players to get rid of their own fear.
My name is Sean Bowden, and I'm the head trainer here at Shoot 360. I also own my own company as well, and it's called Bode Brand.
What do you tell your players about fear and how they can overcome it?
we have to understand that sometimes we must face our fears in order to receive victory over them. We can't allow fear to alter God's plan for our lives or to steal our joy. We should not be too surprised if in our weakness and fear, God encourages us to be strong. And I like to give verses to them to let them know that God's word is true. With that, you can conquer anything. God has a plan even when our fears tells us that we don't. And when we understand that, it brings some peace. So since fears is an emotional response and emotions are not always reliable, fears will often cause people to lose their trust and dependency on God. At the same time, God will often use fear to draw people to him. So most people, they grow best when they are being stretched by life. When they're heartbroken, when they're going through things. God often uses faith-stretching events, times when people are most afraid to grow and mature his people. And basically, that's where we have to get to the point. As we grow more in love with God, we fear less. John chapter 4, verses 18, which it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love casts out fear." If ever a person could perfectly know the love of God, he would never have to be afraid again. So basically, my thing is we have to realize that we want to be able to trust in God. So we have to get rid of those fears and face them and understand that his presence with him being around, that we can conquer anything. I just like to encourage them and also build accountability partners, people who truly care and love them, and let them understand what it's really about. There's no need to really have, you know, the fear when God is in his presence. In today's day, I must say this. I am so happy that my mother, when I was younger, she taught me how to keep my dream alive and to develop it, and she nurtured it and she cultivated it. And she had certain mentors and accountability partners for me. And that's what I like to, you know, do with, you know, the athletes. We develop that, because too many times we are put in a system. Watch this. We are put in a system to where you're supposed to be this or you're supposed to be that, and you have dream killers around you telling you, let's go to this job and you're going to do this and you can make a living doing this job. Well, I was taught I need to do work. I need to work so I can make a difference instead of just having a job to make a living. So in what we do, we always want to grow and develop and build people around us and do our gifts. So that vision that you see in you, when you see that vision and God has put that and birthed that in your heart, then you must follow it. When you're following whatever other people want you to do just to do, then yes, fear is going to come like that. But if you're truly that thing, that childlike thing that you had inside of you, that people said, oh, you can't do it, you shouldn't do this, you should do that, get rid of those dream killers, you know. Don't surround yourself with that, because that is the very thing that's going to stand. God made known, he makes known the end at the beginning. So he puts that inside of me from the jump. But when you know your purpose, that fear starts to subside, because you know God's presence is in your life and his will for your life. We just have to follow. We have to keep our childlike faith. What happens is, as we get older, we start to think, you know, care about what everybody thinks about us. But if you kept that childlike faith and kept, you know, I'm gonna go out here and I'm gonna work hard. You remember when you was in third, fourth, and fifth, you just worked hard. But once you got to middle school, you know, people start talking and saying things. And in high school, they start saying even more things. And then you kind of die down on the things that you do, you know, well, or didn't want them to be known. Well, we should keep that same spirit, that same faith that we had as a kid, to keep pressing towards the mark, definitely of the high calling, but to just make sure that we press and continue to develop and nurture what we have inside of us, because when we don't, we become regretful, we become depressed, we become bitter, we become resentful, and all we need to do is do our purpose and have peace. So when you have something inside of you that is developing, go ahead and birth it. So you want to develop it and you water it. And once you plant those seeds, every day we plant seeds. So if you're planting seeds of fear and doubt and not giving your all, your flower's going to die. You got to make sure that you keep nourishing it. When this person say this, then you can just, okay, you can just, you know, ignore that, or you can respond out of love and you just keep moving. Express themselves like that. Do what you love to do. Love conquers fear.
Stay tuned for our next episode on how you deal with body image. Also check out WHJE.com to listen to more podcasts like this, or search WHJE on iTunes. I'm Reagan Hune, and this has been the Inspiration Station.